under Shayateen attack is mistai. Some unwillingly, meaning somebody did something against you. Some might be willingly, or you are in a state or a place where you get attacked, or they like you. Sometime also, maybe when you are young, very young, you used to take your clothes off or something, very dangerous, and they like you. Or sometime even it can have a physical relationship and you like it. Or they whisper to you in a certain topic and you like it. Meaning the bottom line is something you will like. Or in this state, sometimes ego. I know things. I can see things. And it make you feel superior than others. Okay? Or you like that charming to people to come to you and talk to them about things. You see? Now, do you think the people who open the coffee, they really see you in the coffee? No, it's shaitan, whisper, I tell you. Tell you what's going on. I always look in the coffee. Okay, what's going on? It's only mud. But for them, they do not see mud. They see things about you. And they can tell you things really true about you. It's not in the coffee. You see, is espresso or Colombian, no. Or vanilla or hazelnuts. No. It is shouting, whisper to you and give you this knowledge. But you see, you cannot. Because what happened, a person like that, 99% of 100 lack of a lot of knowledge. By this way, you cannot just attack a person and tell him, this wrong, big deal. You have to think about also, is the person ready? Is the person not to be cured? Is the person understand the magnitude of what they're doing? And also something else is very scary, how long is he doing it? If it's too long, most likely it's very, very difficult to stop. Unless you have an unbelievable iman, and this iman enable you to get away from it. You open all these topics in Surah Salah today. Now, do you understand for you or no?
Yes.
For you, you know better than that. You should study the book of Jinn, study another book, okay? And head with your mother, your family, head them openly before you go. Because if you go... Yes? Who's protected?
No, my question is...
Okay, are you recording?
I'm recording.
Who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect? Because, of course, there's okay. A protection.
Protection always will be there until the qadr will be done. But can I say, okay, my qadr is done, let me are who are, whatever am I, or whatever? No. Because we do not know what the qadr is. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us to protect ourselves. And also, I will tell you some deep knowledge. Some soul is more protected than other soul. Some soul is more powerful than other soul. Some soul is more weaker than another soul. Can we make a map and find out which is which? No. For example, all of a sudden, you get some disease. You go to the hospital, and what do they tell you? Excuse me, we check your blood. Your immune system is weak. Do we know our immune system is weak or strong? No. We know only when we get hit with a virus. Or allergy. Yes, sir.
How do you know, how does a person know that he should get rid of?
How a person know you get rid of, sir?
You don't have it anymore or you still have it?
Okay, what I said before, usually 99% of 100 people who have sihr, listen to me carefully once and for all, this knowledge, sihr do not stay forever. Sihr only live for 1 year to 2 years maximum. And sihr, if it's so strong, somebody has to water it, to renew it all the time. Okay? Or even if it is, you have a sahm with a multiple re-enter or restated. Okay? With bonus power.
They updated?
They updated, like different software. Okay? And one of the ways to update it, if they give you the sahm in copper or lead or gold. Meaning it is hidden or sitting in a closed captured cell. Meaning they have it in a state of something like, for example, like a Quran or a something. It looks like Quran, golden or copper or lead. This keeps the sahm longer time. Anyway, now sahm is powerful or not powerful or gone. Listen to me carefully. 99% of the people I dealt with them, they have no sahm. But what they have the side effect of after sahm. What is the side effect of after sahm? The lunatic in the head. The habit. Why? If I whisper to you for 2-3 years, every day, even if I take vacation, what happened to you?
The effect stays.
Huh?
The effect stays.
You have the same state. And even now, you are in a big trouble because you have to have long term until you clean up all this habit. Which cleaning habit is very powerful. Now, how you clean habit? Exactly what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us. Zikr. Remember Allah. Surah Al-Fatiha. Ayatul Kursi. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. قل أعوذ برب الناس لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. The last five verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, the last five verses of Surah Al-Hashr. We have plenty. And the most important, building Iman and Yaqeen. Allahu Akbar is enough. Ayat al-Kursi is enough. Surah Al-Fatiha is enough. But with what? With Iman and Yaqeen. With faith. Now, let me give you bad news. People who under sahr for a long time, they have unbelievable amount of doubt. And doubt is automatically built in. It can be a doubt in one person. It can be a pleasure in another person. It can be a fear in another person. It can be a bad habit in another person. It can be an emotion in another person. Every person, they attack him from different areas. Okay?
We still have to do mujahada.
You still have to do mujahada. And the main mujahada, I will tell you right away. Do the opposite. That's it. Keep doing the opposite until you burn it. Until you give up. And good environment. Good relationship with good people. Get away from anybody with bad environment. Or bad vibe in your heart, get away. What's that?
That's the thing that she says. I like being with you. She's like, because I feel better, and you know. But me and my other friends, you know, because we're all great together and doing, you know, it's not like together. So she's like, when I go home, I feel like I'm in a bad environment, you know, mm-hmm. because everybody else in her family is not Muslim.
Okay, not only
so
that.
Smoking or doing stuff.
You see what happened? A girl like that needs a lot of education. A lot of education. And also something I tell people, a lot of people do not understand me. And this again a piece of knowledge about sahr. If you want to cure a person, sometimes this person has to immigrate completely from his own environment. And has to be in a pure environment for a long time. With certain people. And these people has to be like supervising the person to make sure what he eat, what he do, what he drink, how he clean himself, everything. To make sure the person always in a state of cleanliness. The person always in a state of zikr. And this meaning complete resident with the person. Completely. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Okay?
Actually, Sonia was telling me that one of the people who will not
one who breaks the blood ties, relationship.
Okay.
And like you're saying that you have to change the environment. How do you come about doing that?
Mashallah.
Breaking the tie.
Okay. Okay, breaking the tie, aql walidain, or the parents and the family, is a major sin. To leave your family and break the tie from them is a major sin. But we do not know fiqh. This major sins, if you're doing it for your own stupid things. But for sabilillah, no way. Allah command you is the opposite. And this was actually the second level of jihad in Islam, revealed for the believer. And if they fight you, وَإِن جَاهَدَكَ, if they struggle against you, against your belief, عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, to have association against Allah, فَلَا تُطَعْهُمْ, don't obey them, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ, and be with them only with kindness in this dunya. We know the story of companion who embraced Islam and the family rejecting them. What he did? They fight back. This is not nice, now it's not nice. Now let me give you the bad thing today. The bad thing today, what about if my family called Muslim? They pray sometime, they fast, they do Hajj, but they are out of Islam from every aspect. From everything. Now, can I obey them? Obey them in everything according to Allah wa Rasul. And anything can lead you away from your Islam and Iman, you cannot obey them. And this is one of the things in the Ummah we do not get it. Because your loyalty to Allah wa Rasul above any loyalty. Your Iman and your faith is more important than anything else. If you listen to your father and mom, until you lost your Islam and Iman, where are you going? Can you say, Allah, I was listening to my father and mother? Okay, above what? Above me? We do not get it today. We're stuck. And the Muslim parents today, or the Muslim parents, they won't be acting like a Muslim. They're taking one aspect of Islam, obey your parents. And they focus on this. And they're willing to destroy you completely, inside out, with obeying your parents. This is the condition of the Muslim today in an ummah. Why? For the journey and the trial to continue. And let me tell you something amazing. Today, the majority of people I met, they obey the parents in all the nonsense. And when the time comes in you, something you really like, you will not obey them. That's why you are a liar too. They are a liar and you are a liar. When the Islamic topic comes, excuse me, Brother Ahmed, I have to obey my parents. They tell me I have to go. I have to go. But if you want to go to the movie, you want to go to the mall, you want to go to any nonsense, you will find every way possible and you will do it. And you will disobey your parents. You see? By this way, today I always call it a call of the truth, a call of sincerity. Okay? Ya Allah. Go ahead.
Okay. I have another friend. She went to a man who, like you were saying, that with the Quran, but supposedly he's reading your future with the Quran. Okay. So she went there and whatever, and she's like, yeah, you know, like, I never did that before. And she's like, so, like, she did this now, and now, as like I'm talking, or hearing you, I noticed that I seen in her that she's kind of like being, like, losing her. I can't say losing her Iman, but she's like, at least in praying, she's not like doing it all the time. And she tells me, because when I'm with her, she's like, yeah, stay, you know, from over, okay. Like, at least I'll pray with you, you know?
Okay, these people, all of them have one thing in common. Sometimes they're very passive. They're very passive, but they have also something. They're very stubborn. They're very passive with you. To listen to the advice, they're passive. To listen to somebody lunatic, they're very positive. And they listen. By this way, anybody check your future with Quran and all this is nonsense. It's a game. It's a big game. Similar to the people who read Quran for you. And they start to read Quran and all of a sudden they change the tone. They change the channel. By this way, the Quran is just a trick. To trick you and make you believe they're dealing with Quran. Just a trick. Similar with those who are writing things with Quran. Okay? Because if they're honest, they will have a very strict, honest way, and that's it. They will not say Quran and after, what are you talking about? Oh, it's different language. Rasulullah, he said, don't let anybody cure you with language unknown. You see, Sunnah and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rasulullah is very powerful. All these people have one thing in common, lack of knowledge. And lack of the journey of Islam. And this why? Because today when we go to Islam, we take Salah, we take Zakah, we take this, we take that, and that's it. And we stop. Is this understood?
And she like, the thing is just listen to Surah Al-Imran 3 times a day with concentration, no disturbance, and focus on it. And she did that, and alhamdulillah, she got much better.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, Quran is all blessing. But in Pakistan and India, you have a formula. This surah for this disease, and this surah for this disease, and this ayah for this, and this ayah for that. It is a belief. It's a belief. This one, when you meet a Pakistani or Indian, they tell you, give me something. I said, what is it? Give me special dua for this. Give me special, you know.
So what advice do you think that I should give these
people? Okay. Number one, go to downtown, get a whip. And they have to get whipped so hard until they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They need the whip of knowledge. Okay? They need to wake up and know is they have to be serious in their journey of Islam. They cannot be stupid and dumb the rest of life because they're not. Tell them wake up, this is not a game. Okay? And if you want to be strong, believe me, Allah will make you strong. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, if you struggle for me, I show you my way. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. What time now?
15 minutes?
2-1. 2-1, meaning before 1?
Yes.
Okay. Because we're starting today a very, very unusual start. Okay? But can I be afraid about it? No. It's knowledge. It's knowledge. What about if you go to the bathroom and all of a sudden the light keeps going down? Or it shut off? Meaning there is more shaitan playing game with you. You see? What's that? It happened to you a lot?
It happens to me a lot.
What happened to you a lot? Who else in here?
My brother does that to me.
The TV in my room, it turns on in the morning at Fajr time by itself. I'm not kidding.
Look at the timer and shut it off.
Oh, I do that. One day I got so scared I threw the remote because I thought maybe the remote gets pressed. I threw it in the closet. And the next day it turned on again.
You know what happened? Really, we need a severe reading. We're not educated people in any way. Did you check first and go to the menu and check the timer, if the timer is on or off?
Yeah, there is no timer, nothing.
No, check it, please. A lot of TV now is sleeping. Okay? Somebody had been sleeping for 6-7 hours, and my point said it's coming. Well, Jane want to watch TV at this time, maybe watch the news. Come on. You see what happened also as a Pakistani? Pakistani and Indian and Bengali, with respect to you, we have to assume Jin behind everything. Jin in the cake, Jin in the TV, Jin in the refrigerator. Who drank my drink? Jin drank it. And it's your own brother. We blame Jin and Shaitan for everything. Yes.
Religious man, he was a very pious person, and there's a thing in, they say, like in my culture, that you shouldn't sleep in the doorway, like you shouldn't even sit in the doorway, don't sleep in the doorway, because even the jinn passed away.
Okay.
And he was sleeping, and they said that he used to wake up for Fajr, but one day he didn't, and somebody, and a jinn kicked him to wake him up, and mm-hmm. There was a good jinn in the house, and he used to
sure, I can have. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, good man. He gets electronic wake up call. Better than helping him shut. What happened to your sister?
Because they're always talking about the jinn.
Who?
My friend. They,
SubhanAllah. Her friend talking about jinn, and she came in here. Is there everybody talking about jinn?
I know.
Okay.
I just say to Allah, I don't want to see, hear nothing. The unseen should be unseen.
Let me do something. Can you talk like that?
No.
That's it. They have a say back home. The one who's scared from jinn, he will see. Because you see, we're not supposed to be scared. Exactly. Okay, wait. Do you think this coincidence today? Is this the first time you meet me? And every week we talk about different topic. And today was only, do we look in a coffee shop, a cup or a coffee shop, and we find out you think about magic and we have to talk about magic? No. Or a magic coming after us? No. This is actually a piece of knowledge for you. To let you know, you cannot keep running away the rest of your life.
Alright, already. I mean, everybody. Oh, don't throw bones in the garbage can because then the jinn will come to eat them. And I'm like, alright, fine.
Wait. By the way, people exaggerate things. This is why you need knowledge.
And that's why also I have a cat. Oh, the jinn can go in the cat. I'm like, oh my god, it's like a lot of things. What is the deal? I say, I believe there's jinn. I believe there's unseen. Okay. But if I'm not doing, and there's good jinn and bad jinn, but I feel like if I'm not doing something that's going to take me to bad jinn or doing bad things, and I always make my du'as, and what more can I do? I put my trust in Allah that He'll protect me from these things.
That's it!
But these people are like, oh, be careful with the bones, or don't leave the window open, or this and this. And it's like, the cat, she can't be a jinn. I'm like, I don't need you anymore.
In Pakistan, you hear a lot of things like that, that people, they throw bones.
So you get your today. You're the rankless.
They throw bones or meat in your house.
Okay, you see what happened now?
Is,
you see? What happened is, they mean it. What happened is, people take a piece of knowledge and they play game with it. By this way, if I hit you, according to her, in their own culture, I get bone and throw it. With the intention is the jinn will run after the bone, meaning they will get you. This is really unbelievable mentality. And we forget, if you throw bone to the dog, what will happen? The dog will get it finished.
Yeah? Take off their clothes to take a shower because the jinn might see them in the bathroom. I'm like, what can you do? I mean, you just make your, you know, you make your dua and go in the bathroom. That's it. What are you going to do? You know, like, so many things. All the time. It's like, ah. I'm tired of it.
Very simple. What you do? Call 911, Jen. And tell them, excuse me, come and get me. Some people did that in the old days. What you do is you communicate with Jin, and after that you go marry Jin.
That's another thing.
She knows maybe all aspects of life.
Like Jin can be in a human form, and I know people who are married to Jin, and this other one, oh, that's it, but she knows how to do it, and she knows how to do, to know if you have a Jin in you. I'm like, oh.
Are you hanging around with Moroccan? Is a lot of Moroccan around you?
No, no.
Who's
the
other?
See, the girl, they're Spanish, right? The other girls
are Spanish?
Yeah. No, one is Spanish and one is Egyptian with Irish and Irish and something. No, no, but the one who, actually, the one who was talking about doing the rukia to see if you have a jinn in you, she's from India.
And that's not my friend.
I know, it's like, I'm
selected. Listen, call George Bush.
Okay, I need a new set of friends.
What is his name? What's the government official of him?
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. Call her! Call her!
Whenever someone gets a bad eye, they burn chilies and they throw up. What is that? They say it's because they get rid of the bad.
They go like this. Is that
okay?
They take chilies out of the
corner. Again, listen to me. In your country, in most of us country, again, this bunch of culture has nothing to do with knowledge. It's mixed with little bit of knowledge, but is not the knowledge. Okay? It is a lot of corrupted knowledge. Okay? This is why you need to get the real knowledge to sift what between fake, movie stuff, garbage, and real. Okay? And this needs real knowledge. By the way, is any way you can call them to have some air in here? Yeah. In a nice manner?
Oxygen tank.
What's that?
Oxygen tank.
Oxygen tank. Call Jin 1-1.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters.
I do not know if you are in the right class or the wrong class.
Some TV channel I was looking at last month, they had this news channel about religion and stuff. They were interviewing this lady. She claims she speaks with dead people. And they were asking her, how do you know they're dead people? She said that whenever she asked them questions, whatever information they give her, she goes and verifies it, and the information is correct.
Meaning we belong to a dead person.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you listened to me in the past, you know the answer.
Yeah.
Who knows the answer? Yeah. Go ahead. Loud.
I don't know if I'm correct, but jinn live up to be thousands of years. So if anything happened in the past, they were...
Wait, organize your talk. Who is your companion all the time? One shaitan. Who is Qareen? You dead. Is Qareen is dead? No. Because your average life expectancy, for example, is 60, 70 years. Okay? Jinn and shaitan, how many years? 2,500 average. You see? Meaning you can have a baby shaitan 600, 700 years old. Okay? Anyway. Now, Now what happened is, a lady like that, she's talking with Qareen. And Qareen gives story and stuff about your own personal life. Any detail. He know inside out. He know, for example, you went to the bathroom to take a shower, you slide, and you hurt yourself, and you did this, you did that. Oh, he know. Yes, he know. And when the people or the lady claim, she go investigate the knowledge about this person is dead. Because we cannot talk like that as a Muslim.
The ventilation system is already on.
Okay.
But she's going to put the air conditioner on, it's going to get very cold though. Is that okay?
Whatever. Alhamdulillah. To be frozen, alhamdulillah. Let the jinn go away. Listen, did you get it? By this way, Islamically, anybody claim he's dealing with dead people, can it be? No. Can anybody deal with ghost or a soul? No. What's he dealing with? They dealing with demons. The demon dealing with qayin, meaning shaitan. Are we allowed to do that? No. Can we have Friday party or Saturday night party? No. Okay? Anybody can talk to the ghost, whatever? No. Yes. Is your day, sister, whatever?
The Christian priest was actually arguing with her, like she was a Christian lady too. And he was saying the same things what we talk about. So I was just thinking, so even in their belief system, they believe in jinns?
Sure, originally. But don't forget, let me give you bad news. Without mentioning name and title. A lot of religion use jinn. A lot of them. Why? They have no communication with Allah. How to make the meeting so lovely, so holy? They have to deal with jinn. Jinn will come and poop something or making some noise or my eyes will lead. You see? Like I said to my father, I saw somebody, his eyes lead. He said, get away, don't look at him. I said, why? He's a shayateen. He's not pious. You see? And even you see it in a movie. Somebody look at you and all of a sudden zzzz and become green or yellow and red. You see? Even in the movies you do that. Where does he get it from? Does he get it from old saying? In Indian movie, the eye is getting red. In American movies, the eye is getting blue. Or green. And if you're walking in the highway, it will become yellow. You should get someone to laugh. There's a yellow light for the contractor. The highway. Next. This is your day today. You see something in here today. Imagine the ummah, the whole Islam is complete, nothing finished except jinn. Very soon you will see a jinn cafe in Astoria. Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Starving?
It's starving in Astoria. Jen coffee shop.
Seriously?
I think that so many people have a fascination with it, you know?
You know what happened if we really are Muslim? Follow the message. Busy with the message. Is this the issue? Mm-hmm. It's not an issue. Yes, it's a piece of knowledge you should know. But it's not the knowledge. And it's not the knowledge you run away from it. It's not the knowledge you're running after.
I usually hear about stories because I'm from the area very close to Kashmir. So usually people, like Kashmiri people, they migrate to my city and stuff. So I heard these stories that at times some people, unknown people, will join the Mujahideen and they fight with them. And then they just disappear. Are those, they say maybe they are the angels who just come.
I do not know. You see, in this area is a lot of talk. What would happen? I do not know. Allah was not. What time now?
1:08.
That's the praise of inshallah. And hopefully everybody gets the answer. Salah, you done?
Yes.
You know what will happen after all this? Where's Salah? She went with my mom. She going to meet one jinn. Some people said, okay, take your shoes off. Why I take my shoes off? Because jinn toes is different. By this way, I can know if you are originally belong to jinn family or a human family. And they quote the verse in Quran when Sulaiman alayhi salam, Solomon, the king of Sabatim, Bilqis, he brought her, make her walk in an area full of water. And in the tafsir, this, he was wanted to see if she belonged to jinn or not. Because according to some report, people who are mixed between human being and jinn, they have 1 foot different, or the toes is different, or the toes and the nails, it look different. This is why if you look at all the American movie and European movie, you find people with different tails, or have a fish tails, or, you know, half female, half different person. Is your day today?
Is that true? I mean, that you
did. Okay. Where is all this coming from? This should be the question. Is really true or fake? It has part true in it. It's not all true. One part true. What is the part true? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, okay, in Quran, if you're not protected, in a time of sexual relationship, you can have shayateen join you. Now, if shayateen join you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift the protection from you, what it mean? Meaning shayateen involved. What it mean? Anything go. This is why Islamically even, some of the people who are physically like having a really bad physical situation, sometimes it is the work of shaitan. In some report and some say. This is why as a Muslim, when you're coming to your wife or husband, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bismillah, and you close the door, close the window, or go to sheet, and no mirror, and no picture. And from manner, no ayah Qur'aniyah and stuff like that. Because there's a place, because when you have a relationship, no angel present. By this way, no angel present meaning what? You do not want shaitan present too. How you can get away from that? By saying Assalamu alaikum, Bismillah, shaitan is out.
SubhanAllah, so it's the only situation where you don't have shaitan and you don't have angels?
Imagine. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you protect yourself first, you will have none of the above. If you're not protecting yourself, angel will go, shaitan will stay.
But are you allowed to think about that?
In Europe. It's a manner.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not frozen yet, but we go for Salah, inshallah. When I squeeze you, I will get what inside. Once I know what inside, know I now know where are you and what I can feed you. Okay? I'm not putting you in a spot, no. Go ahead.
Believing in the oneness of Allah, and that everything comes from Allah, that we belong to Him. Mm-hmm. And being a prophet, that Muhammad was a prophet.
But can I tell you something? When you talk, you have a big problem. When you talk, you're talking with a question mark. This is very dangerous. Why? When you talk about belief, it's something you believe. I believe in such and such, such and such, such and such. You cannot say, I believe in this, maybe this, even if it's your habit. But you cannot talk like that when you talk about belief. Because either you believe or you disbelieve. And when you believe, you believe. Go ahead.
Well, just to let you know, usually I'm very when I start talking about Islam, I get so excited, and I'm just like, you know. But now you're putting me in the spotlight, so I'm shy. Obviously, if I'm hearing that with the people, it's one-on-one, not in a group. Well, so far, I haven't had it in a group.
Okay.
And
now you are. Questions. Finished.
Okay.
Keep going. By the way, Islam, what is Islam? Submission. And I always like a word to use. The submission and surrender to the will of the Almighty, the Creator. Allah wanted this way. Okay? Now, why you want submit to this Creator?
Because He's your Creator. He made
How I know? How I know is my Creator? Everybody believes they have one.
I don't know. You just something inside of you that you just know.
Somebody play a game with you. You have the wrong belief. Because you should know what you believe, and you have no doubt about it.
I don't have a doubt, but I don't know how to convince somebody else that they may have doubt. You know?
And you want to do doubt?
Yeah, well, instead of learning to do. Like, usually people ask me questions that not like that. They don't turn it around on me, okay? When I tell them, why did you come to Islam? I said, I read the Quran.
Why is the Quran?
Before the Quran, I was always praying just to God, because the whole Trinity thing didn't make sense to me, and I didn't feel like it was right. It just felt wrong. So I used to say, oh God, I don't know what you want me to call you. I know you're there, but I don't know what you want me to call you. So I'm going to call you my Lord, and that's it. And I said, guide me to the straight path. And I didn't even know that in Islam that was what we always pray. And so one day I was reading a novel, you know, by a Muslim author. And then she started talking about the torture of the grave. And that, to me, was I guess everybody has one thing that they have that Allah is going to get them from that thing. So I read that, and it was just so horrible, the torture of the grave. And it took me so long. I couldn't believe, because in Christianity, they tell you that God is so good and so everything, and He's going to forgive you everything, even if you were bad in this life. You just tell them, I'm sorry, and He's going to be like, okay, come to Jannah, you know? And then I'm like, how can He torture you like that in the grave? And it was such a scary moment, you know? And then I just went to read the Quran, because it was from the Quran, obviously, that she quoted it. So then I was like, I want to know what else it says in the Quran. So that, you know, was what led me to start reading the Quran. And when I started reading the Quran, it was just like the truth, you know, because I was told, I want to know what the truth is. I find out that His name is Al-Haq. Like, man, it just reaffirms you every time. That's more and more and more.
Okay, let me tell you who you are.
What happened? I got so excited.
Okay, you are, alhamdulillah, Muslim, guided by the word of Allah, because you seek the truth. But you have a lot of lack of knowledge. You have to develop your knowledge to be ready. Because if somebody better than you in knowledge, he can give you a lot of doubt. And even if he doesn't give you a lot of doubt, he will laugh at you and he will go. And now, what he will say, even if you mean well, somebody can look around and say, you see, they try to talk about their own religion and they do not know. And this is why, in Islam, don't talk about something you're not sure about. Develop knowledge. Anybody know this question? If somebody asks you, why you choose this Creator, Allah, of the Muslim, why? Those who listen to me for years, go ahead.
Well, I don't know how you would answer that, but I think you have to narrow
narrowed down to the concept of one creator, that there cannot be more than one creator. And we have the evidence all around us.
Okay. Yeah. By this way, number one, we should focus in how to build the oneness of one creator. Okay? Now we agree about that, one creator. After we develop one creator, why you choose this one?
Well, you told us before that you have to ask, like, how do you want to follow him? You want to follow him my way, your way, or someone else's way, or his way, the way he wants us to follow him. And then you can go on to say that, you know, we claim that we have the last revelation and we have...
Okay, you're missing one point now. So far you was doing good. By this way, you ask the person, do you want to worship the Creator and be belong to Him? His way, your way, my way, the highway, your mother way, or His way? The majority of people will tell you, His way. Now, how I know it is His way? The majority of people come to here and stop. Right? Use me, what's your name? Okay, whatever your name. Now, if I decided, okay, I'm with you now, I believe in one creator, I want to worship him his way. How I know it is his way? We say we have to look for his own revelation, for his own message. Now the question should be, what is his message? How I know which one? We go back, believe it or not. What's your name again?
Jasania.
Okay, we go to Jasania again and see his journey. Her journey is a very simple one. What is it? Anyone a seeker wants the Creator have to find the truth. Because he promised so. She was seeking the truth, she find it. By this way, we tell the person, if you are a seeker of the truth, call him. He will guide you. But wonder what happened in reality. A lot of people might be a seeker, but they stuck. They stuck because my mother taught me, my father taught me, my people taught me. This is the way I grew up with. What do you want me to do? I do not want to change. Meaning, they are a seeker, but they're not really a seeker. They're stuck. They're not going anywhere. You have to be free. You see what she said? Oh, the Creator, oh, the Almighty, oh, my Lord, please call me for you. If you are an honest person and you do that, he will guide you. But if you're stuck by habit, by any mean, by any teaching, it's very difficult. Unless you get rid of all this. This is why people who have not been educated by anybody, is easy to be a Muslim. Because you do not have any doctrine or any teaching method stuck with it inside. Unless you're really a seeker. Really own a seeker inside. And this is what Allah wants, was Muslim and non-Muslim. He wants us to be a seeker. Why? Because we need him. And what's her name?
Jasania.
Jasania, she get it in a very short way. Shortcut. What is it? She was reading about the torture of the grave, and oh, I need him. I need the one who can help me in this journey. And this is what actually many Imam in Islam said. If you know the reality of journey of death, and after death, you need only one. You need the friendship of the Creator. You need the closeness of the Creator. You need the relationship with the Creator, because He's the only one. When you scream, He will answer you and help you. Nobody else. And I use this with Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Meaning, if you're giving dawah to anybody, lead them to death. That's it. Because death is a truth. You like it or you don't, you believe or you disbelieve, everybody know you're leaving. And if you are a soul really still alive, fearing this journey, wonder what happened to you. You will start working towards this journey. And this meaning what? Now you have to develop your belief and your good deed and the reality of preparing yourself for this journey. But let me give you bad news. The majority of mankind in an illusion is worshipping themselves, of worshipping the temptation and desire, and they making excuses, and they lying to themselves. Okay? By this way, you have to hit this area hard. Wake up, you like it or you don't, you're going to die. Now, why we choose this God? Why we choose this Creator? Because now we have to check out what in the market, what available. And what available in the market is two. Anybody remember? Two kind of things available in the market. People who claim have religion. A lot of people have religion and cult and meaning and belief, but they have no revelation. Historically, from science, from every aspect, is no revelation. It's a bunch of philosophy, theory, ideology, understanding, whatever it is. Do I need that? No. By this way, I need what? I need a revelation. Okay, who on earth have revelation? Only three group of people claim they have revelation. Only three big people claim they have revelation. Judaism, Christianity, and Muslim. You see how simple it is? Very simple. But in Judaism, they do not believe to invite nobody. They good people, everything, but they do not believe they have to invite nobody. By this way, what we say, the message has to be for all. If the message for all, how come you're not inviting mankind? What it mean now? Something is wrong. We need a message for all. Now what does it go to Christianity? They have a message for all. But they have different Bible, different church, different everything. They said, no, Bible is one. But the method, the understanding, and many Bible and many church is different. But you need to be educated person to know that. The majority of people do not know that. And at this point, you have to study about Christianity a little bit to let them know if something is wrong. About the concepts of Trinity, the concept of Jesus died for your sins, and the concepts of the crucifixion and
resurrection.
The concepts of resurrection and the concept of good and evil. About the Son of God, this is another topic. Now, once you have all this basic knowledge intact, now you have to tell them, okay, we're stuck. We have no other choice. The only group of people left is Islam. You see, it's very simple. You have no other people in earth. They are the biggest group of people, they claim they have revelation. And they said, we have only one book. And they have historical facts. They have evident fact, they have scientific fact. The problem is people is not a reader. They do not really investigate. By this way, you have to promote some kind of intellect with also good deed and kindness. You see, they need quality from you. You cannot talk like that and I look at you, I stink. You have no quality, you do not come on time, you have no any moral value. Excuse me, something is wrong. If this is your belief, I do not want to be like you. And this why, don't ever try to invite to Allah when you have a bad quality. Because before you know it, you become the enemy of your own invitation. Because people will take your bad quality and hit you with it. Keep your word, keep your time, cleanliness. I feel sad, okay, when we talk to each other and we stink. We have to be aware about our cleanliness. This small thing is not small, it's big. Generosity, kindness. You understand now? Why I need a religion? Some people tell me, excuse me, I do not need it. Not now. I don't feel like it. Not in my agenda now. This is a very famous talk. Why I need a religion? Anybody know? Wait, Mrs. Dawa has to talk.
This is bad because I used to be like, as long as I'm living a good life, that's it, you know, I should be fine. I used to say, I'm outside of religion. That's what, for a long time, I was like, I'm outside of religion. Because I looked at all religions and they could have been in theory the best thing, you know? But when you saw it in practice, it's like, what is that? You
know? Okay, dig down. Because you're old enough now to know. Okay? When you are under 20, what you want? You want freedom. You do not want somebody to tell you no. This is the bottom line. And you go to this area until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the rain. By the way, when you're young, you like to be a nice fool. You want to do whatever you like. Whatever it pleases you. By the way, religion at this moment is the things will lead you to what? Control. You do not want to be controlled. You feel you are in control. Unless you have a disease or an accident or something happened or a calamity or somebody takes something from you. And at this time you said, what's going on? You agree? By the way, the majority of people, they go after their own pleasure, their own what they want, and when they stuck, and they cannot go anywhere, what they do? Now they have a problem. Now they say, I need God, I need the Creator, I need religion. Whereas with the majority of mankind today, even Muslim and non-Muslim, they are running after their own, what? Destruction, illusion, mirage. Why? Instead of arrogant, deceiving. I believe I have it. What I needed, I do not need. But when you lost your job and you're ready to be evicted, now, oh my God, where I'm going? That's why usually we wait for a calamity to wake up. Some wake up, some go back again. And like, they never see anything. Do you understand? Also, those who have a relationship in their life with somebody they love, or a parents or relative or somebody they love, and they died. Now it will become a wake-up call. Death become a wake-up call for others. Or a failure. But if the life going so nice, you have money, you have everything, you look so nice, you do not need nobody. Excuse me, why I need religion for? Why? Human being in a state of arrogance. And the devil make him deceive him and make him feel, I do not need nobody.
Like they try to busy themselves they don't love the dunya and money. Well, everybody likes money, but they're doing things to keep busy, to get away from the mind, you know, mm-hmm. the loneliness or sorrow inside. And like, they won't turn to Allah. Why? Just turn to Allah.
Okay.
Take that away from me.
She opened a beautiful point. You walk by all these people. They work in the garden. They have an unbelievable, critical, perfect garden. Or they keep washing their car. Or the woman inside keep cleaning, keep cleaning, keep cleaning, keep cleaning, decorating, cleaning, decorating, cleaning, until she died. What is it? Deceiving. You see? By this way, shaitan have many ways to deceive you. When you're young, temptation, desire, this, that, your body, this, sex, relationship, whatever, love, anything. Once you get older, you do not have it anymore. Body is gone, health is gone, desire is gone. What is it? Now look to the, you know, like, what do you call it, the China set, and keep cleaning. This my set, I bought it 30 years ago, and this what I bought, and they make you busy. Another woman can be busy with cake. And she's happy all day and night making cake for the neighbor. And everybody says she's a nice lady. But she has no Allah, no creator. You see? Some another lady, she loves flower. Some another lady, she have a fish tank. Some another lady love cat and she's so nice hearted. She cannot wait to take any cat from the street and make it be nice and spend money and effort. Or a dog, or a bird. Anything. What is it? Shaitan have a way to take you from your own journey. But we go back to the disease of the heart. You see? What about sometime you meet a man or a woman? Very old, but they try to look so nice, excellent haircut, excellent this, like they're going to get married today. And you meet them every day, ready to get married. And maybe at 80. Meaning the grave is knocking every day. They're hardly walking. Again, deceiving. Deceiving. But what is the bottom line? The bottom line, believe it or not, arrogant. Some people said, oh, but they're so nice. They have a different style of arrogant. Because you have to go back and trust what Allah said. The disbeliever is arrogant. Because he cannot thank the Creator for what he gave you. You do not see. I met a woman in Latin America. And this woman was, I forget, 87 or 85, something like that. Unbelievable quality. Unbelievable quality. I said, if I met you when you're young, I have to marry you. She has unbelievable quality of a woman. Unbelievable quality. I talked to her, talked to her, talked to her. You know what she said to me? She said, my son, your talk is so nice. Deep in my heart, I believe you. I said, okay, believe. She said, I can't leave my parents, believe. I grew up all my life like that. You want me to change now? I can. I'm so old to change. I met at least 4 or 5 women with excellent quality. Excellent, excellent quality. And I talked to them, and they believe me, they believe me, they believe me. And when I tell believe, they said, if you meet me 40, 50 years ago, maybe I believe you. These people just make dua for them. And this why, if you are young now, be careful with your bad habit. Because bad habit grow. And the more you grow, your bad habit grow and stick with it. Unless you have Iman. Iman clean you out. Real Iman cleanse you. Also, let me tell you something. May Allah forgive me, I'm the guilty one. Why? If I have enough nur, enough light, enough connection, I penetrate the heart of other. Because penetrating the heart of other is not by talk, is not by argue, is by your heart. How much we have rahmah on them. I remember this lady, she was a relative of somebody. He's a Muslim. And I stay with him in his house. And one day I was so tired. And I'm sleeping, halfway sleeping. And I see this old woman sitting, looking at me. But for hour, I'm asleep, wake up, sleep, and she's still looking at me. And when I wake up, I ask him, why your aunt sitting all this time? He said, because I tell her, when he wake up, he's hungry. And what she did a fresh spaghetti for you. And she's just ready to waiting. After you wake up, she will be ready to cook it for you fresh, just on the time after you wake. I said, subhanallah. She took a machine of spaghetti. She didn't use it. Last time she used it for her husband, who died 20 something years ago. And she take it out, she wash it, she make fresh dough, she put it in the machine, she make fresh spaghetti, she went, she did that, late 80. And he teach her about halal and haram, and she make sure she will not do anything except halal. She wash all the kitchen, she throw all the food who have bought. She take all the wine, give it to the neighbor until I leave. You know, really unbelievable quality. And this old woman waiting for me to wake up to make for me a fresh dinner or fresh lunch. I look at these people with unbelievable quality. I spend some good time with her. I give her a lot of dawah. Subhanallah. May Allah give her guidance and people like her. And you know something? We have to go back and say we are a criminal. Big criminal. You see, what's your name?
Jasania.
It took me many days until I remember it. Really, I have a problem. I have a delay in my brain with names. Forgive me. You know. We talk about jinn, we talk about this, we talk about that, but where is the message? Where is the message of Allah? Really, where is the rahmah? People going to Jahannam every day, people dying without the message, and we are doing nothing, thinking about nothing, and we isolated our own personal thinking. This is something really sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make you sick like us, really. Because only non-Muslim understand that. Muslim who grow up in a Muslim family, all they worry about get married, get kids, and that's it. And after once you get kids, all you talk about cake, coffee, clothing, jewelry, this, that, and that's it. Yes, my dear.
Under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is a person who is steadfast with the deen in his youth. So when he is considered a youth or his own.
Not too much. Let him wake. Now, she asked a beautiful question. The question is a hadith said, some or one of the seven of the people will be in the shade of the throne of Allah in the day of judgment. In the day, no shade except the shade of Allah. Is a youth, male or female, protect themselves and live in a pious life in their own youth? Madiha asked, is youth meaning under 20 or above 20? Okay, youth meaning from the time you reach puberty until whatever you grow.
So are we too old or are we considered?
Let's say we. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Huh?
20.
20, Allahu Akbar. is 20 too old or no? You're already too old. Look, she's 20 and old. What do you expect?
I'm not 30, so okay.
Old and young is a word according to what you're doing, how much knowledge you have, how much maturity. Yes. You can be young and very old, very wise. And you can be old and very fool. You see? Some people today take the word old and young something bad. Actually, when I was young, people used to call me old man. Really. And now when I'm old man, people call me young man. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi Allah. Ready to die and I'm young. And when I was young, I was old. But this is good. Best way is no any word in hadith, youth, what it means youth. But youth usually is from the time you reach puberty until you stabilize yourself. You stabilize yourself usually by marriage or whatever. Okay? Because you see, between puberty and like, say 2022, whatever, this time is a very, very unstable time for you. And this time is one of the people, seven people, it will be this people. But as we don't worry about the age, worry about what you're doing. That's it.
So if I'm Ricard, I still consider being the youth, like I'm.
Don't worry about it, just do the action. Do the action, inshallah. You remind me about something I was reading yesterday, so beautiful. Some of you, inshallah, might benefit from it. It's one man. He has a need, desperate need. He keeps calling Allah to fulfill his need. And one man, he has a feeling. I'm calling Allah. Oh Allah, make me fulfill the desperate need of somebody so desperate. Allah allow him to get a call or somebody knocking the door and tell him, I'm so desperate, can you please fulfill my need? This one of the most beloved people to Allah. A person get a knock. Oh please, I'm so in a desperate call. If Allah use you to fulfill a desperate call person and you erase his calamity, you already a winner by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you cannot do it. You cannot do it. A person will never call you. And Allah choose you to do that without the will of Allah. Meaning what? Meaning is an unbelievable, untouchable gift from Allah to you. To Allah allow you to fulfill a desperate need of somebody. Ask Allah to make you among those who take care about the desperate need of somebody. Because if you do so, Allah promises He will take care about you in the Day of Judgment and this life. Say Ameen.
Mm-hmm.
You understand so far?
Yes.
What if you do something like that? You erase someone's calamity? But afterwards you've sinned. Is that benefit gone?
Okay. What happens if you do that and after that you commit a sin? One scholar said, Allah is so wise. And as a Muslim, you have to hope. Especially hope with your good deed, even if it's small. But also don't be arrogant over your good deed to the point it lead you to committing too many sins. No. But we have to balance it. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like for the scholar, he said, Allah do not choose you to do good deed to put you in Jahannam. No, Allah is so kareem, so kind. What about our sins and our weakness? Sometimes our sins and weakness is an open call, a wake-up call. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to humble yourself. Maybe you become so arrogant, or you think you are somebody. And this why is a principle in Islam. When you see somebody commit sins, don't look down to people. Don't. Because this person might commit sins today, tomorrow might be tawbah, and maybe Allah loved them more than you. How you know? Maybe they did something so beloved to Allah. Allah said, commit sins, I forgive you. How you know? Between Allah and His servant is a secret. Nobody knows. Do we know who among us in here is the best one among us? No. Nobody knows. Only we know in the Day of Judgment. When we get a piece of paper on the Day of Judgment and see who's going to Jannah number 10, Jannah number 11, number 100, 1000, whatever. And we know right away, whoever goes to the highest, he is the highest. But at this moment, until this moment, nobody knows today where we going. Nobody. Nobody. Doesn't matter who am I and who you are. The final in the hand of Allah. And this why, if you know the final in the hand of Allah, humble yourself and that's it. And do whatever you can. Because the main concepts in Islam, we're working for after death. The non-Muslim working for this life. We working for after death. Okay, inshallah? Now for you, what's your name? Jasani. Now for you, I always ask, do you have any major question in Islam or something that bother you? You want to ask about it? Is Jin eat cheesecake?
No. Okay. No. I don't know. Like, I don't want to start complaining. There's this thing. There's this one thing. But it's because it's my personal thing that I'm struggling with. You know, that I... So it's like, I understand why... But at the same time, I think it's unfair, but it's not about Islam, because in Islam, the thing about, you know, a Muslim cannot marry a non-Christian, let's say. Woman cannot marry a non-Muslim. I mean, I understand why. Because the man is supposed to be the head of the household. Mm-hmm. And how can you, you know, and I know why, because I don't want a husband that's like that. I want a husband that's, you know... enthusiastic about Islam, like I think I am, you know? And I understand it. And I see that men marry non-Muslim women, and it's like, for them, they say, oh, men can do it. But it doesn't say that in the Quran. It says, don't marry them until they believe, right? And that, so that means Muslim.
No. So okay. You have 2 points in here, or too many points. It's a huge difference between what Quran said and what people do. But doesn't mean I try to twist the Quran from your side or their side. What the Quran said, the man have the license to marry the people of the book, meaning Christian or Jews, is a license by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But is another condition, okay, illa al-muhsanat min ahli al-kitab, the protected one from the people of the book. Meaning it should be a woman with dignity, and a woman with an honor. Meaning it should not be, today you see, you have to understand, a lot of the Muslim marry for the paper, for the green card, for a different reason, because maybe you have an apartment. You see, they marry you for all kind of cause, but they not really marry you in the, their heart. This game is not Islamically at all. But as we cannot take their action as deed. Or I marry because you are so pretty, I like you. This also to destroy a family, and maybe you are so stubborn in your own way and destroys a family. No. By this way, it go back to the license Allah give it to the man. You have to understand, this license was given, it has a root. The root is, if you are a Muslim living in a Muslim majority and a non-Muslim minority, how it feel when you isolate them? It feel bad. But when you start marry them with the intention of da'wah, an intention for sabilillah, at least it bring harmony in society. You understand me? It has many noble cause. Now, what about if I'm a Muslim minority living in majority non-Muslim? Sure, you can marry them, but it has a condition too. If you believe this girl or this woman is really belong to you and have open-minded and open heart, and hopefully you give her a da'wah, and she's in the edge of being a Muslim, or she became a Muslim. Why? Because you do not wait until you have many kids, and she tell you no, and she takes the kids away, and you become responsible. Do you understand me? By this way, for you, I can tell you one piece of knowledge right away. There's a huge difference between the knowledge you're going to hear and read, and what the Muslim around you do. My advice to you, please don't look at us. Don't. We are a mess. We're not living the message, we're not living the knowledge. And this is why we have to seek the knowledge of Allah the way it is in every aspect. Because the majority of what call themselves Muslim, they're living their own illusion of their own corrupted Islam. You understand me? Mixed with a lot of culture and a lot of colonialism has nothing to do with Islam. And the main disease, they think this is Islam. And you cannot talk. You do not know nothing. They know everything, but they're not willing even to try to read and learn. No, no, I heard it when I was young. And maybe they heard completely wrong. You understand me? By this way, please blind your eyes from what we're doing. Go straight forward. Authentic your knowledge, go step by step. You understand it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it still doesn't take away from the fact that a woman, a Muslim woman, cannot marry a non-Muslim man. Yeah, but that's the thing, that it's hard, because...
Why is hard?
Well,
because you have somebody in mind?
Yes.
That's it.
You see, but... I'm telling everybody my business. Anyway. It's my fitna. I know.
Nah, mashallah.
It's not because I chose it, because I left, subhanAllah, I left everything behind.
Except this.
No, even okay. This. I said no, you know?
Okay.
But if Allah wants it, it will come back
around. Mashallah.
It came back around. Happy Eid Mubarak. It's not for Allah. I'm like, oh, but the beginning of the fitna. And now I'm like, oh. I know this is from Allah, but I'm like, I don't want to go astray, you know? I mean, the person, mashallah, is like that, how you say, they have such good qualities.
Okay, give him down.
I try, and if I'm willing to try, I don't want to do this for you, because if
mashallah.
I do it for you, I'll resent you. But the thing is that I get too excited, and I'm just,
okay.
You know? And
what happened is, for you, you have too many problems so far. This okay, don't worry about it. You came for learning, this is the most important part. Now, you always said, I get too excited. What's meaning in Islam, too excited? Meaning no patience, no wisdom. Okay, now, can you make somebody a Muslim? No. You can try by the will of Allah, yes. You can give da'wah, yes. You can explain, yes. But you cannot shove it. What you're trying to do, shove it for your own personal gain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't give you a lesson of a lifetime to be sincere. Now, you said it by your own tongue is my fitna. Why? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I cannot give him da'wah? Because he's a good person. And I want him to be good for himself. And later on, the topic of marriage is not my business. Because something else you do not know. A lot of us think, this is the only man for me. He's the best man. He's the best one. How do you know? How many people marry, and the ones he marry is the worst one for them? This is the one you love and want, he's the worst one for you. Because if he's the best one for you, believe me, it will be done. Why? Because I have to believe without no doubt. What Allah chose is the best. But what happened if I stuck and I like it? I cannot take it. And I keep pushing. What meaning pushing? I'm not surrender. You see, the word I say before? Submission and surrender. To the will of whom? Allah. If it's written for you like the cheesecake, it will come. If it's not written like the chocolate cake, it will go. You like it or you don't. You see it or you don't. Do you see? Sometimes small thing like that, but it means a lot.
I know,
but I won't fight. Let me give you bad news. Listen to me carefully. Anything you're running after, it will not happen. And anything you're running from, it will happen. And anything you leave it to Allah, Allah will choose the best for you. I saw it in my life. Now, which one you want? The things you're running after will not happen. And the thing you're afraid of will happen. And the thing you surrender to Allah, this is the one will happen with the blessing of Allah. Now, all of us between two, either running after or are scared from. And both of them is not in the state of Iman. Because if you are in a state of Iman and you believe Allah is wise, you surrender. I give you a sentence. One brother was talking to me a couple of days ago, and this brother has a very, very big calamity one day. And he told me, I cannot take it. But I surrender, I swallow it, I go to my room, I make salah, and before I make salah, I make two rak'ah. And he said, I remember what you said. Be the leaf in the hand of Allah. Be the leaf in the hand of Allah like the leaf of the tree. Why? Because you like it or you don't. You're running to your own destiny. You like it, you hate it, you dislike it, you love it, you do not like it. It doesn't matter. And the ultimate goodness for you, when you love what Allah chose for you. Anytime you're not content with what Allah chose for you, nothing you can do. If it's written for you, a sip of water, you will drink it. If it's not written for you, you will never drink it. I was talking to my mother yesterday. And she told me, your uncle died the day before. Allah arham. He ate breakfast, ready for lunch. He never had lunch. You see, we do not get it. You only can get what is written for you. You see this air? You only can breathe the amount of oxygen is written for you. You cannot say, I'm going to get more oxygen. You cannot. If you get a filter, only oxygen, you only will breathe what is written for you. We have to respect who Allah is. This is Islam. Islam is a submission and surrender. Where is submission and surrender? Okay, where is submission and surrender now? I always say something, and believe me, I mean it. If I put a camera now with infrared light, I can see smoke coming from your head. You see, by this way, we said, oh, and we're smiling, but smoke is coming. This not surrender and submission. You see, if I know Allah is wise, Allah is my Lord, Allah is my creator, provider, controller, protector, guardian, my wali, my wakil, my husband, what left? Do you think in any moment in time you will not go at a situation you do not like? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, what he said, and Imam Zuraytu, he said, nobody, no human being will leave this earth without a situation like and dislike. And all our life, you know, all our your life until you die is between like and dislike. You will never go like this. Never. You will always like, dislike, like, dislike, like, dislike. Nice, not. What happened to the weather? Cloudy. What happened yesterday? Less cloud. What happened the day before? 80 degree. What happened today? 50. You see? What happened to our life? Same identical. Same identical. Can we do like the news people? Oh, it's muddy day. It's very nasty. What is nasty? And when it's sunshine, oh, it's a lovely day. We should be in the beach. You're not in the beach, you're in the studio. You see? By this way, don't live in an illusion. Illusion is a state of against Islam. Islam tell me I'm in real. What is real? I'm here now. Finished. Can I be in Hawaii now? I can. Unless you have a jet friend who will carry you and take you to Hawaii. Okay? Discount fare. You know?
It's not easy.
Okay, it's not easy. I will teach you something you came in here for. You have to cry to Allah and say, Allah, don't make me, or don't make me, this situation is my fitna to you. Make me pass, Ya Allah. And remember the goodness of Allah to you. And remember who is the creator, who is your Lord. You're not the wise, He's the wise. You see, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, maybe you love the things is bad for you, and maybe you hate the things is good for you, and Allah know, and you do not know.
Yeah, I know, I think about that every time.
And you're stuck again and you go to the similar
people. No, you see, but the thing is that I get impatient. That's, I'm sorry, I know that lies with the patience. I try to be patient. It's
like a fitna in a fitna,
because my patience, that's the thing,
my
I ask him, you know, make me patient.
Anybody have patient gratitude book in here?
No.
Okay, yes, you have to get it.
I want you.
Yeah.
And I say, give me hikmah. And make me gentle, because I think I'm like, but at the same time, I do say to Allah, make that person love it for himself, because I don't want to, somebody comes along for me and then they cannot, for they're not going to pray, it's not going to be right. I'm like, make them love it.
And actually what happened can be a real fitna.
Exactly. That's why I said, establish him in this man, make him love it for himself, and then let me love it.
You know what you're doing now? Like a diabetic person standing in the front of a cake shop and keep, I want this cake. I know it is my fitna, it will raise my insulin.